This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal authorities were notified last year after an Egyptian man without legal immigration status tried to buy a gun in Colorado. But Homeland Security took no action that might have prevented the Boulder firebombing authorities say was carried out months later by that same man. Colorado Congressman Gabe Evans blamed Colorado for failing to share information on the earlier gun purchase denial. But the State Bureau of Investigation said Tuesday the feds were instantly notified when the gun purchase didn't go through. Immigration officials have since put the man's entire family into deportation proceedings. Colorado Congressman Jeff Crank is launching a Golden Dome caucus with fellow Republican Representative Dale Strong of Alabama. They envision the caucus as a place to hear from military leaders and experts on a proposed defense shield that would utilize space-based components.
The president wants Golden Dome deployed in 3 years. Now, to do that, he's going to need strong support from Congress. And the House Golden Dome Caucus, I think, is going to help lead the charge.
Colorado Springs and Huntsville, Alabama, both have strong space-based businesses and military installations, and a defense shield could bring together the two cities which have disagreed over the location of Space Command headquarters. A hailstorm last week pelted some fruit growers in western Colorado. Research scientist David Sturley works at Colorado State University's Western Colorado Research Center in Orchard Mesa. He says their crop was a total loss.
Here we had a lot of, half-inch hail, but you can see peaches are just, a lot of times there's six or seven hits on every peach, and there's just no way you can sell something like that.
Sturley says many of the biggest fruit growers in Palisade avoided the hail. This is CPR News and KRCC.